Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Looking very much forward to the Texans facing off against the Bills, if for no other reason than like being a home team on a Thursday night game, especially with the Thursday night game seemingly going back to the slop fest that they have been in the
been
history.
Bad.
It feels like
that
is quite an advantage. I understand that the line in this game is 5.5 points towards the Bills, but can you just make it ugly? Is it possible that the nature of Thursday night football and the inherent benefit of not having to travel for a Thursday night game on a short week?
Kind of like 3.5 hours, too, at least.
Short trip for the Bills coming down to Houston. So we'll see what that looks like. I see you on the text line making the mention of that, you can spy against Josh Allen, especially because they don't have the tight end. So can you make that happen? Maybe so. But I still have real concerns about that entire spine of the defense. I mean, the spine of the defense has been, if you can find a weakness.
I mean, Aziz is good. Obviously, EJ has kind of been inside outside, but I would suspect he would be the spy.
Someone throws up if Petrie's healthy, throw him in there. Mm-hmm. All of those interesting concepts, and I'm not opposed to the idea of spying, especially if that allows you to play man in other circumstances and make it a little tougher. The statistic that I was kind of ruminating on that I couldn't quite get out, since week 7, which is the Bills' bye, Josh Allen has completed 7 of 14 passes, 20-plus yards in the air, which is, and mind you, that is the 209 yards is the fifth most, 4 touchdowns is tied for the most on such plays. Like, he's getting the ball downfield.
Mm-hmm.
So is he going to be connect better downfield, and could that be a big detriment for the Texans? We'll see what it looks like. But Nick Caserio jumped on with Payne and Pendergast, and he answered a question that, I'm going to be honest, has just been it's been gnawing at me, the way that,
and you're not alone,
the conversations about the concussion protocol have absolutely frustrated me. Thankfully, we saw that Petrie was like technically limited on the designation, so it seems like he has more of a chance than CJ has to return. But this was Nick Caserio when asked about what that concussion protocol, like what goes into it, how close the actual team is on all of it.
We stay out of it. I mean, we let the in that situation as well, is let the medical process kind of take care of itself. They keep us informed about the player, and he gets through, he clears this step, and then if he gets to the next step, and then if he, a lot of this is all symptom related anyway. So whatever a player is feeling or whatever he's going through, that's essentially out of our hands. D'Amico's talked about this. I've talked about this. I mean, the health and well-being of our players is the most important thing. I would say from our perspective, just the way we operate, we're never going to force a player to do something where he doesn't feel right. It's not fair to the player. It's not the right thing to do by the player. And however long it takes, it takes. And then we'll adjust accordingly. So I would say that's how we've handled it. That's how we'll continue to handle it. And I would say specific to the concussion protocol, once they clear whatever stages and steps that they go through, and then once they tell us he's been cleared, he's completed the protocol, then he's available, then you make the decision that is in the best interest of everybody involved.
That's about as good an answer as you can get from a general manager. It really is. I mean, what are you supposed to say? You know,
right? But
that doesn't make you feel altogether better.
Oh no, it makes me feel a lot worse all the way around.
Yeah.
But I understand.
Yeah.
One, I think it's cohesive and it falls in line with the MO that they have established when it comes to players and injuries, just in general. I did appreciate the particular emphasis that he put. Like once they're clear, once they're available, then you make a decision on what's in the best interest. And I was like, oh, there is no way in hell. There is a snowball's chance in hell that C.J. Stroud plays in this game.
Yeah, no.
Because he would have to not just clear, which I think at this point there's probably a couple more opportunities to practice. One of those being Wednesday, where they don't have a practice schedule, so they would have to create one in order to give C.J. Stroud an opportunity to scratch off another practice in an asymptomatic manner or what have you, actually get in contact and everything. And then they would need him to do that, then make a decision based off of how they feel. Like, they just seem to be more cautious than would be required for him to go. So it's very much Davis Mills.
Yeah, it is Davis Mills time. The other thing that I was thinking about as I'm listening to, and this has been in the back of my mind for throughout these 3 weeks that he's going to be out, I'm just starting to worry, just like, is
much more severe concussion. We talk a lot about there's different levels. There's a concussion, got your bell rung. Maybe you're back the next week. It's very rare in the NFL, but it has happened. And I think it's happened this year with one player where, they get a concussion protocol, they're back the next week. But then those that are 2 and 3 games, that's the kind of thing where, maybe sensitive to light or whatever it may be, any possibility. It just has me worried that it's just a much more severe concussion.
Yeah, and I hadn't even gotten into like some of the thoughts about, because I think people are like, hey, man, just tough it out. It's kind of the nature of the mythos that we've built around football, all of the machismo and everything.
Yeah.
Nick Casario started to talk about like, hey, processing is so necessary when you're playing quarterback, right? What happens, especially with concussions being so mysterious to us in all reality. I know that we have a lot of research, but even still, I think there is an understanding that there's a lot that we don't fully understand about what's happening on the internal of all of this, right? The processing that you have to do as a quarterback. He also mentioned like, hey, man, you got this, you've got these, a head coach or a coach rather calling plays in your ear.
Mm-hmm.
Are you interpreting that well? Can you hear that? Does that aggregate symptoms? There's a lot of things going on. But yeah, I don't know exactly what to do with the idea of this being longer because, again, things are mysterious. Just because you have a concussion that does not display does not mean that it is not something that is not detrimental to you. However, it feels like to the layman, hey, man, you have 2-3 week missed off of a concussion.
Yeah.
That's a bad concussion that very well could get worse at some point or could, compound in future circumstances or situations. Yeah, this is really uncomfortable if we're talking about even the long term.
Yeah.
With C.J. Stroud. All right. Speaking of injuries.
Who are we going to talk about?
Let's talk about one, Joe Mixon, who I think this might have been the clearest update that we've gotten to date. As the last clearest update that we got was Nick Casario on with Painted Pendergast. This was his latest update, Nick Casario on Joe.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Makes sense. Look, it's, I know we've been asked about this multiple times, and it's not, I'm trying to be like evasive. It's just a very like gray situation. And, you know, Joe's worked at it, and there are times when he's made progress and other times when the progress has kind of stalled there a little bit. So, I mean, players in his status or situation are on a reserve list until they're not. You know, I mean, Joe's doing everything he can. Obviously, we're getting pretty late in the game here. So, you know, I don't want to, you know, establish any sort of expectations or, you know, I know I mean, a month ago or whatever it was, I mentioned we probably have a better idea here, you know, in the next 3 to 4 weeks or whatever it was. You know, I don't think we have any more clarity at this point. So I think at this point he's out until he's not. You know, and again, it's just a very, I would say, gray. There's kind of a lot of ambiguity, not a lot of clarity. It's nobody's fault. It's just the reality of the situation. So I'd say that's kind of where we are.
Whew. That was resignation. It's the just the tone of his voice was like, well, you know, he'll be back when he's back. You know, he'll be off the list when he's off the list. Just it and late in the game and these other things. It just sounded like a guy that is resigned to the fact that it's probably not going to happen.
Yeah, which the idea that, hey man, you know, there's been setbacks clearly within that. That's frustrating. I think one of the things that I keep coming back to is we don't even know how he got injured.
No.
Or what the injury actually is. Mm-hmm. And with that being the case, with the idea that there was an optimism or at least some level, I don't know whether to call it optimism or if that's correct. There was some level of hope.
Yeah. He referenced it. He goes, I know I told you guys.
Right. 3 or 4 weeks ago that we'd have a clearer idea and now we're in a place where we don't. And that feels like that could really be bad for like the Joe Mixon future of this all. Like, of course, I don't really have very much basis besides the feel of you come in with an injury that happens somewhere away from football, right? Mm-hmm. It's a non-football injury, something that they wanted to keep it kind of general on because they didn't know what the process back would be like. And we're still in a place where we don't know what the process back looks like headed into week 12. Yeah, this feel, well, one, we are done here for this season.
Oh yeah.
Right. If we don't have a timetable now on where he returns to football activities and then he ramps up to be able to play football at the highest level, we're talking about what? 6 weeks of football, 7 weeks of football. Mm-hmm. He's not doing all of those things, both recovering from his injury to the place where he could play football and then ramping up in 7 weeks or in 5 weeks, which, I mean, at that point, what are you doing here?
Right. And he put it in a very tactful way. He called it ambiguity. You know, we thought that he was going to get better. We'd have more clarity. Nobody's fault, but, you know, he said it's kind of ambiguity. Well, that's a really smart way to say setback. You know, so whether it was a setback in just plateauing or a setback, an actual physical setback, who knows? But, you know, he said 3 or 4 weeks and now there's ambiguity. So that's where he is. It's not getting better.
No, yeah. just a small subsection of the 45 plus minutes that Panda Pendergast had with Nick Cassero this morning. We'll revisit some of them because that was the stuff that I felt I appreciated from Nick Cassero. There were some things that really led me to more questions from Nick Cassero. So we'll return to that as we continue here on a Tuesday here in the Loop on Sports Radio 610. In fact, a Texans Ticket Tuesday, if you keep it locked, we'll give away a couple of tickets to front row of the bullpen for this Thursday night extravaganza versus the Bills. So keep it locked here on Sports Radio 610. All right, coming up next, let's go to our question of the day. I don't know if you were watching Monday Night Football last night, and I wouldn't blame you if you saw Cowboys Raiders and said, no, thank you. However, if you tuned in bright and early to the game, you would have seen that both CeeDee Lamb and George Pickens were on the sideline.
Standing next to each other.
But only for a drive. And they had a punishment of sorts. I feels like it might have been worth it. So question of the day, what's something that you missed or something bad that happened or maybe a punishment that was entirely worth it? 713-572-4610. Let's talk about it next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.